My Abduction Fantasy by Reiner Larsen Wiese, narrated by Christina May. I still can't quite believe that I'm sitting in this car. It reeks of cigarettes, oil, stale food, and dust. It's old and rusty. There are holes in the sun-bleached upholstery on the seat, and the floor mats are crooked. Looks as if they always have been. They appear to have solidified in this position. And it's a van. The sort of dark blue that makes me wonder if it's possible for colors to die. The windows of the van are all covered with silver mats used for thermal insulation. I wouldn't want anyone to be able to see what I'm carrying in the back. Everything about this van, or rather, any one of the things connected with this van, would normally be entirely sufficient to sicken me. I despise foul things. I can't stand anything being out of place. Makes my entire body feel uneasy. I know that my co-workers, particularly those lower down on the corporate ladder, whisper about my perfectionism. But they do know that I will not take any of it out on them. It's my own personal issue. I hear a muffled thump in the back of the van as I drive around a corner a bit too fast. I should be hating every second I spend in this van. I'm fairly confident I would vomit under any other circumstances. But this is far from any other circumstances. I didn't wipe anything off before I got in. I forgot to tug the fabric of my dress down as far as it could possibly go to avoid my skin touching anything revolting. I'm not wearing a dress at all. I wedged my gorgeous little bum into the disgusting sun-baked seat, only wearing a pair of very skimpy shorts. I let my hands slide in opposite directions around the steering wheel. I can feel how smooth it is in certain places, worn down by the calloused, sweating hands of overweight workmen. The downy hairs on the back of my neck begin to tingle as I imagine them. Unwashed and disgusting men's hands. I breathe through my nose, inhaling deep into my lungs. No nausea. I feel like humming. I usually never feel like that. I stop at a red light. I'm on my way out of the city. There's less traffic here in the industrial area. Not too far to go now. I close my eyes and let the sun warm up my face, fumbling a bit for the button that rolls down the window. I open my eyes and rest my lower arm on the open window. The thought crosses my mind that this is a rather butch thing for me to do. I laugh slightly, not very loud. Before the light turns green, there is a thumping from the back of the van. This time, it's not just a single noise. It's rhythmic and far too loud. I check the side mirrors and look around the intersection. A grey lorry stops in the lane to my right. Might the driver hear the thumping? No one else is around. The red light changes to yellow. I don't wait for it to turn green. With the thumping still going on in the back, I make the van accelerate as quickly as I can without appearing suspicious. Or rather, that's my intention. The old rust bucket leaps forward.